KJAN, Radio Atlantic.
At 7:06, it's mostly clear and 27 degrees in Atlantic. We look forward to be partly to mostly sunny and breezy today, a high around 75 with winds southwest at 10 to 20 miles per hour. Good morning, I'm Rick Hansen with KJAN News, brought to you by your independent insurance agents. In Greenfield, see Marsha, Joni, Lori, or Susan at the Adair County Insurance Agency. They're located on the square in Greenfield. Red Oak Police conducted a search warrant at around 11:45 p.m. Monday on a residence in the 700 block of Hammond Street. Upon investigation, officers arrested 29-year-old Sean Michael Anderson of Red Oak on two Class D felony counts of administering a harmful substance. Anderson was being held in Montgomery County Jail on a $5,000 bond. Police were assisted at the scene by Montgomery and Mills County Sheriff's deputies. And at around 5 p.m. Monday, Montgomery County deputies arrested 36-year-old Dale DeMont of Emerson at 106 West Coolbaugh Street in Red Oak following an investigation into an incident in March that had been under investigation at G Avenue and Highway 34. DeMont was ultimately charged with OWI first offense and was being held at Montgomery County Jail on a $1,000 bond. The Iowa Department of Public Health coronavirus dashboard today shows that since 10 a.m. Monday, there have been 1,181 new confirmed cases of COVID-19 statewide for a pandemic total of 132,894 and 23 additional deaths for a total of 1,756. Pre-existing conditions account for 1,148 of the total deaths, while long-term care facility deaths are up 8 to 855. Now, Cass County has one more death for a total of 5 since the beginning of the pandemic and 9 more positive cases since yesterday for a total of 504. Harrison County's death toll is now at 18 following one additional death reported on Monday. The number of outbreaks at long-term care facilities are up to 84 from yesterday's 80. In Cass County, two facilities, Atlantic Specialty Care and Griswold Rehab and Health Care Center, have a combined 10 more outbreaks for a total of 126 altogether, with 23 recovered. Harrison County still has 251 cases among three facilities, with 150 recovered. Hospitalizations so far this morning, or since yesterday, that is, a total 730 compared to 718 at 10 a.m. on Monday. There are 170 COVID patients in an ICU compared to 156 yesterday. 92 have been admitted since Monday, and there was 108 admissions, and 59 are on the ventilator. In western and southwest Iowa, there are 4 less people hospitalized with COVID at 42. 2 more are in an ICU for a total of 12, and 3 were admitted. There are also 2 persons on a ventilator. That's 1 less than reported on Monday. The IDPH says the individual positivity rate for the state is at 13.5%, while the 14-day rolling average is 14.7%. There are 11 counties with a positivity rate of 20% or greater, including Cass County, the only area county with a positivity rate of above 20% at 20.1, and that is down from 21.9 on Monday. The state says 95,410 Iowans have recovered from COVID. Well, time will tell, as they say, as Election Day dawns and Iowans have a total of, 14 hours from now to cast their votes. Radio Iowa's O.K. Henderson reports.
There were rallies and there were parades. And over the past 4 weeks, about 1 million Iowans voted early at their county auditor's office by mailing in an absentee ballot. The latest report shows more than 90% of eligible Iowans are registered to vote, which is a record. Iowans can still register to vote at the polls today, which would push that record higher. County auditors in Iowa were allowed by law to start tabulating absentee ballots yesterday, but the first results in Iowa won't be released until after the polls close at 9 p.m. I'm O.K. Henderson.
And a reminder for those heading to the polls today in Cass County, the local commissioner of elections earlier this year, you may recall, chose to combine 13 regular Cass County voting precincts into 9 for this general election. Most of the precincts are at the Cass County Community Center at 805 West 10th Street, combined precinct 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, and 6. And that includes Atlantic First Ward and Brighton Township, Grove Township, Pimosa Township, Washington Township, the city of Marnie, also Atlantic Ward 2 and Ward 3. The Atlantic Wards 4 and 5 will also vote at the community center, use the south entrance for your voting sector. And a combined precinct number 4 is at the Lewis Public Library, and that includes Bear Grove Township, Cass Township, and the city of Lewis. The 5th precinct will be at the Griswold Community Building for Noble Township, Pleasant Township, city of Griswold. Combined Precinct 6 is the Cumberland Community Building for Edna Township and Victoria Township. The Anita Community Center will serve as the voting site for Benton Township, Franklin Township, the City of Wyota, and Grant Township, along with Lincoln Township and the City of Anita. The Messina Public Library will be host to the Messina Township for voting place and the City of Messina. Also, the Cumberland Community Building is the 9th Combined Precinct, and that will also host the Union Township and City of Cumberland. Voters in other counties can check with their county auditor's office or look for the Find My Precinct and polling place on the Iowa Secretary of State's website for more details. In our funeral announcements, Stephen A. Christensen, age 67, of Audubon, died Thursday at the Audubon County Memorial Hospital. Funeral services for Stephen Christensen will be tomorrow at 2 o'clock at Kessler Funeral Home in Audubon. Margaret Marge Crone, age 91, of Manning, died Sunday in Carroll. A private mass of Christian burial for Marge Crone will be held Thursday at the Sacred Heart Church in Manning. Odie Funeral Home in Manning has the arrangements. The mass will be live-streamed on the Odie Funeral Home Facebook page. Ed Parsons, age 85, of Audubon, died October 23rd. Funeral services for Edward Parsons will be Thursday at 11 a.m. at Our Savior's Lutheran Church in Audubon with a luncheon to follow. Dale Nelson, age 87, of rural Brayton, died Monday at the Heritage House in Atlantic. An open visitation for Dale M. Nelson will be held on Thursday from noon until 7 p.m. at the Hockenberry Funeral Home in Atlantic. Kenneth Finnell, age 65, of Atlantic, died Thursday at Atlantic Specialty Care. Graveside services for Kenneth Finnell will be on Saturday at 11:30 at the Wyrick Cemetery south of Lyman. Reagan Veith Funeral Home of Oakland is assisting the family. David William Passell, age 59, of Anita, died October 19th near Fontenelle. Graveside services for Dave Passell will be held Saturday at 10 o'clock at the Hampton Cemetery in Hampton, Iowa. Hockenberry Funeral Home of Anita is in charge of the arrangements. Aaron Rabarchuk, age 35, of Atlantic, died October 7th. Services for Aaron Rabarchuk will be Saturday at 11 a.m. at the Roland Funeral Home in Atlantic. Dale Schroeder, age 81, of Exira, died Sunday at Exira Care Center. Graveside services for Daryl Schroeder will be Saturday at 11 a.m. at St. John's Lutheran Cemetery west of Exira. Kessler Funeral Home in Exira has the arrangements. Donald Peterson, age 90, of Atlantic, died Friday at the Atlantic Specialty Care. Memorial services for Donald Peterson will be held at a later date. Hockenberry Funeral Home in Atlantic is assisting the family. June Tierney, age 93, of Guthrie Center, died October 3rd in Panora. Graveside services for June Tierney will be Saturday at 2 o'clock at the Resurrection Cemetery in Guthrie Center. Twig Funeral Home of Guthrie Center has arrangements. And Lamont Williams, age 73, of Atlantic, died Sunday at Jenny Edmondson Hospital. A celebration of life services for Lamont Williams is currently pending at the Roland Funeral Service in Atlantic. The news was brought to you by your independent insurance agents in Oakland. Your independent insurance agents are Craig, Marsha, and Mary at the Hummel Agency. I'm Rick Hansen reporting.